Suzy Q. Oh, Suzy Q. Oh, Suzy Q. Baby, I love you, my Suzy Q. We'll say that you.
All right, this is good morning.
This is a good morning.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is All That Radio with Charlie and Jake. Zach is in an exam right now. Best of luck, Zach. He's been studying hard for his exam in calculus.
Calculus. What? Which calculus is that boy in?
Calc 3. That's the third one.
Calc 30.
Episode 3. Return of the Integral.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's very funny.
That'd be episode 6. Episode 3. No, episode 3 is Return of the Something. Okay.
Oh, is it really? That's even better.
Episode 3 is Return of the Sith.
Yeah, it's this.
No, is it Return of the Sith? It's Return?
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Integral.
All right. Yeah, but anyway, so good luck with Stokes' Theorem. I hope that the curl was easy to compute.
I'm stoked.
I'm stoked about Stokes' Theorem.
Yeah.
This is probably our last show of the year.
Yep.
Well, we might be able to get one in. Probably not.
It depends on whether there's a Friday between the 27th and the whatever.
We could probably sub a show.
Maybe. I don't know.
Head in at like 1 a.m.
Sounds like a plan.
So we might have one more for you guys, but this is going to be our last regularly scheduled All That Radio. So
right after I'm done sticking prices at Stop and Shop, I'm going to come down here.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to do a 7 a.m. show.
We've been talking about Jake's new career at Stop and Shop.
Yep.
All right. So I think we're going to kick things off like every WMFO show did this week. And we're going to play some new Radiohead. they just released an album this past week. And I just like the title of this one, so I think we're going to play this one first.
It's a pool-shaped moon.
It's called Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Something Man. But we're going to play it now, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Bye.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Mm. Fresh, so clean. So fresh, so clean. I don't know how to run this machine. All right, folks, and we're we're feeling good. We're feeling good. We're feeling great. I'm feeling so bad. Yeah, fresh beef. Clap. Thank you. right.
That was okay.
Nothing wrong with spooky.
Nothing wrong with
eating a kooky.
Eating it. That's how you like just pronounced like the word cookie for like the rest of your life.
A kooky.
Oh man, I'm kooky for cookies.
I'm cuckoo for coconuts. Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, it's not coconuts. That wasn't a marketing campaign for coconuts. It's Cocoa Puffs.
It wouldn't have been a bad one though.
Nope.
I think coconuts kind of get a kind of a zany vibe. I get a zany vibe from coconuts.
Coconuts get like a healthful vibe these days, you know.
Yeah, you gotta drink coconut water.
Yeah, coconut water, coconut oil. Like people are just like willing to just like bathe in coconut oil these days.
These days, what a time to be alive! People are bathing in coconut oil. They don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, the people weren't rubbing coconut oil over themselves, but nowadays. That's all they can think about. It's when they get their next coconut oil.
That'd be actually crazy. If it was that much of a craze.
Yeah.
Where there are people just literally going wild for coconut
just like,
oil.
Just, what do you mean? Like, you're out of coconut oil. What do you mean?
I'm going to burn this place down.
I'm going to burn this Stop and Shop to the ground unless you can get me some coconut oil in 5 minutes. And then it would just be like a constant, like, national crisis.
That's about... Sounds about right.
Coconut oil shortages. Like, what if humans were just that crazy? Like, what if... I mean, like, we are that crazy. But, you know,
I think you're describing a hypothetical that if you just replace coconut oil with a lot of things...
With food, I mean...
Yeah, people are kind of crazy for food, because otherwise you die.
But, like, what if it was coconut oil?
I think that leads to funny consequences, but I think the humor in worldwide food shortages is less of a laughing matter.
Mm.
Although, we've really just, you know... The tricky thing is that food is perishable. I think that's kind of what we've come up against is that you make a pizza and then you can't just send that pizza across the ocean. You gotta eat that pizza. You gotta pound it down.
Yep.
So everybody starts drinking Soylent and we're good to go. I want to get a pipeline of Soylent right into my mouth.
You know what? I feel like we should
get an IV of Soylent.
I feel like we should be taking all the trash that we throw away and then. Is somehow just like get all the bacteria out of it and then pound it into just trash cakes and then sell those trash cakes to like anyone who wants
10 cents a piece.
Really needs food, yeah. You know?
Okay, so I think that you fundamentally don't understand what trash is most of the time. Because trash, I mean, think about, you know, you could get a balloon in the trash.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, the reason it's so cheap is because there's like a 10% chance like there might be a balloon in there.
How often do you think that an unpopped balloon makes its way into the trash? And you know, people are. I think if we honestly just like had a big person sit on all the landfills in the world, that they would get a lot smaller. You'd hear a few hundred thousand pops,
and then you'd compress it all,
and then it'd be compressed because there'd be no longer any balloons in there.
Dude, we're solving all the world's problems here. I think. In the case of the trash cakes, you know, you'd have designated compost bins, just like they do in Canada. And so you take those compost bins, then you crush them down, you make compost cakes, and then you just eat
them. But again, you know, what if someone puts a glass bottle in it? Okay, I just need to, real quick, we're moving on.
They're sabotaging the entire system, you know, it's that person will be found and destroyed.
You... Charlie Myers, America. You bite down on a trash cake, and you just get a mouthful of blood because it's a lot of glass, and I don't think that this is practical. Moving on, I had a dream that I got into an Uber, and my Uber driver's name is supposed to be Sarah, and then it was just like this cloaked figure, and I was like, "Hey, I had kind of like a incredulous, feeling inside." And I said to the driver, I said, "Hey, could you just like reveal your face real quick? Like, I just want to make sure this matches up with the picture on the thing." And then this man's voice answers, and he's like, "No, dude, like, it's me." And I was like, "It got like," and then all these memories came back of how this guy had just like chased me around and like beaten me to a pulp. And I was like, "Well, I do not want to be in a car with this guy." And I opened the door, and he's like, "No, don't leave." And I was like, "Guy, I'm leaving. You tricked me. Like, this is clearly a scam, and like, I'm about to die." And so I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna like jump out now. Like, see you later." It was very spooky, and yeah. I'm still a little bit scared,
a little bit rattled. Is that what's the spookiest dream you ever did dream?
Well, so I don't remember most of them at this point. So there was a time in high school we used to go, I got breakfast there at the school, and there was, like, you know, a little carton of juice and, you know, like a trash cake. And you pound that down. But we pounded down in the band room. That's where all my friends went, because we were all in the music department. And, yeah, so we would go there, and we would eat our little lunch, our little breakfast cakes. And then we would say to ourselves, what dream did I have last night? I would often just share. I had a stretch of very zany dreams that were very funny. Hmm. Or at the time felt funny. Hmm. It was a good activity, I think.
There was one time I woke up from a weird, this is when I was like 6 or 7, woke up from like a weird unsettling dream that was just like very vague, full of like, you know, strange monsters and shapes. And then I woke up and it felt exactly like I was awake. And somebody, I didn't quite trust it, so I just walked around my room a little bit, and then all of a sudden a ghostly apparition pops out of like the nowhere and just starts screaming at me, and then I wake up like 10 feet away from where I just like had my very realistic like dream and like spook, and then I just woke up 10 feet away and I didn't know if it was a dream or not. And you know, I could still be in, I mean, I've had unbroken, you know, consciousness / you know.
Well, have you had unbroken consciousness except for all the times you were asleep?
That's true. You know, well, I mean, I guess I'm fine then. You know, I've had unbroken like.
It doesn't feel like it. Well, you don't even know that.
That's true.
That's the interesting thing about being alive is that, you know, we just take it on faith that this is a you know. We're not just underwater at Water Planet, just like dreaming.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, so enough of us talking, and let's get things rolling here with some more music, some more sounds that aren't our sounds, and then we'll make more of our sounds, and you know, just trade off, and you know, it doesn't matter.
This music is not new.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's beats.
worse than they are.
People aren't worse than they are, but sometimes they are bad.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's about 9:20 right now. I'm going to say it's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
plus 20 minutes. What are you going to do?
Let us pray.
No, we're not gonna do that right now. Could you stop slapping that cat around? Meow. that's just me.
What were we gonna do? We're gonna talk about. Are we doing trees?
Okay, those were some new sounds, and those are the sounds of Jake's mouth. I think he was kind of simulating a horse's sound.
A horse's sound?
Nice, the horses.
Nice, the horses.
I wish my horses don't like to be shared on social media.
Nope. How many horses do you have?
I wish my horses had bangs. Anyways, okay, we're gonna play some. Some song now. I got it. I got a great one.
We got any more marimba?
It's not more marimba, but it's more new sounds.
I just want to hear that marimba concerto again.
Okay, well, that's the long concerto. So,
well, that's right. Our viewers got time.
We're going through, and we're gonna do. I forget which one's a good one. I think it's the overture's good. So let's just play it. We'll be back.
No, we won't.
I got confused.
Dead air, dead air, dead air.
I thought you were singing the beginning of the West Wing theme song.
Oh, I'm going to watch The West Wing when I...
Da, 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 da. You know, okay, so you showed me that clip of the newsroom the other day about the global warming thing.
Yeah.
Huge bummer. But I hate their cinematography.
Yeah, that's like Aaron
when they
Sorkin.
Do, when they do like the... It's we're in the scene this much, and then they zoom in just a little bit really fast.
Yeah.
Like right on someone's face as they like gasp. It's disgusting. It makes me want to vomit everywhere, and I cannot watch the show.
Yeah, he tends to be... That show is like...
It's so dramatic.
It's like a little bit over-dramatic.
So is
The West Wing, really. It's a little bit over-dramatic for people who are essentially, you know, just like, you know, doing a lot of papers all day.
Like, yeah, I think that's... The moral of the story is that people in The West Wing in the newsroom are just going about their, like, regular lives. They don't add a ton of drama to, like, what really happens, except that they make everything seem like it's the end of the world. And it's just like... It's not super subtle.
Yeah.
There's no subtleties. It's just kind of like, oh, like, did you know that the planet's melting? Like, yes, I did know that. But, like, you didn't have to have, like, a guy who just says, like, the planet is melting. Like, we are dead. The planet's melted already.
I mean, it has,
but, like, I guess...
It is true. There are better ways
to communicate your agenda through, like, drama than to say, like, oh, it's all over, like, it's dead, and then just have people gasping and, like, zoom in on their faces.
For those who haven't come around to the idea yet, we are, you know...
Don't say F-bomb.
We're not in for a good future, if you know what I mean. It's already too late, and I'm not sure if there's much more we could really do.
Let's listen to a saxophone. I mean, because honestly, that's all we can do at this point. So, you know.
We're like the Titanic, and we hit the iceberg about 4 hours ago.
So that's time for some new music. That was pretty good. I don't think anyone can deny that that's like a really good little piece of music there. All right. Okay, that's the Indiana Jones theme song.
No, I was thinking Star Wars.
They're all kind of very similar. Enough of that. We already talked about ladder safety. Anyways. All right, let's go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, considering using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them.
No, I'm okay.
Today's nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyways? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I think they raise a very good point there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't buy battery. I don't put batteries in anything. I've got my phone and stuff. They got rechargeable batteries in.
I don't know when the last time I used a battery was.
I ate a battery once.
Really?
Nope.
That's not that. I mean, it wouldn't kill you.
I don't know.
Would it?
PSA, don't steal Jake's bike because starting soon, that's going to be my bike that he's borrowing for the summer, and nobody wants it to be stolen.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I do not want my bike to be stolen again. I will find you, and I will do things to you that you don't want to think about right now.
He's going to stick you in a mud pile and call you dirty boy.
I'm going to pour my trash on you and call you the trash man. And I'm going to invite all the citizens of the town to come out and throw their leftovers at
me. I think a better thing would be to just take a bowling ball and smash their head in.
So
if you're a bike thief, you know, think about it, because I was just at, you know, I was at Candlepin bowling last night and I bowled a 65, so I'll bowl you over into a freaking brain soup if you don't stop stealing those bikes.
That's true. Bike thieves. Bike thieves.
That's really it's different than an eye for an eye. It's a bike for it. You're completely decimated and you can't exist anymore.
Bike for a life.
Bike for a life. So I mean, you know, that's your prerogative. If you think you're going to be stealing bikes and getting away with it.
In Charlie Mayer's America.
Oh, lo and behold, you have been turned into soup. And you know, we're going to serve you in a chowder someday. So that's a little bit dark and maybe a little bit more extreme than we need to be. But, like, you know, I don't want to eat people chowder.
Yeah,
I will note that, you know, so Soylent ads on Instagram and on Facebook, you know, it says Soylent, like, drink some today. Like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time they have one of those ads, someone's like, who's the brainiac that didn't think that Soylent means people are in the food?
Yeah.
Every single time. They're like, don't you know that Soylent's people? Like, don't eat this stuff, people. You're eating a human being.
I never saw that movie, but I still think that Soylent is actually people.
I wish I was people.
If you're wondering, I'm looking for a song right now, and I found it.
All right, we're good. Let's play some more music, and we'll be back in a few seconds. And I am really starting to get geared up for Dunkin' Donuts this morning. So, America runs on Dunkin', and so does this show.
So do I.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Dunkin' boy.
There's magic in the air. The night sky breaks your face like a mystery left uncovered.
Go to school if you don't have enough money. It's and like in especially in the States that you know, I don't know. It's a problem. We have problems in America and we're solving them right here at that something that heart radio.
what radio?
That who now?
Oh, saying what?
Saying who now?
Hold the phone.
We came out of finals period with a whole bunch of zany jokes. I think we're rapping about like spooky things now. Like whenever something if something's like sort of getting you spooked, or if something is like sort of giving you the heebie-jeebies, then it's time to put it in a rap and tell people why it spooks you. We're also, you know, ad-libbing a lot. With ad libs like and ooh.
So is that an ad lib or is that an onomatopoeia?
That's an ad lib. If you're talking about it in a song,
so ad lib is just making you make nonsense noises.
Yeah, I don't know, like in a future song, it'd be like we did it. Like that's an ad lib. Like because you'll just say it like again, like every now and then, you know.
So we're making some really good progress here.
Should I do a traffic report?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I just saw a Hyatt Park truck. And so
we had a car full of multiple.
I heard we got a mulchable.
That could be either mochable, mulchable, or mulch your bowl. But there was a truck full of mulch is essentially what we're talking about.
Mulch.
We got bus, we got silver car, we got red car, we got bike, we got person, we got bike.
It's the 80 bus.
Car. We got Lincoln Escalade. It's an 80 bus?
Sorry,
we got 80 buses up and down College Avenue right now.
That would be a sight.
That would be a sight.
That'd
to
be
see.
A trip. That'd be a it's a wild ride, you know, on 80 buses.
That's true. You never know what happens on 80 buses.
How many people can you put on 80 buses? Probably about a million.
Eight, at least.
I posit that we need at least 80 people going on these buses if we're going to have 80 of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, we need all the drivers.
We count on the drivers, that's true. So, well, how many people in one public bus?
60.
60 people.
I don't know. I just made that up.
40.
60.
30.
60.
80.
Can't hurt.
89. This is a pointless exercise.
I think that we can, argue that our entire lives are a pointless exercise by that metric.
See, what this is what we were talking about before. I think we should bring this conversation into the radio sphere.
I don't really want to, but I think that we could make a computer program that reasonably would make audio of this quality.
That's true. We could
just say scroll through my phone, pick a random song, play it, and talk for 3 minutes in between, and then say hot new fresh beats, and then clap, and then I don't know. I just don't think that my life is that complex, and or at the very least, this show is not a good demonstration of the complexity that exists within my life, because I think this is a reductionist kind of situation here where I just get pigeonholed into the guy who says, let's play some fresh new beats, and then let's say a traffic report, and I feel like a robot, and, what's the point?
I mean, there's... we're all just robots of meat,
Yeah, wow. Okay. Wow. So, moving on, let's play some fresh new beats.
Let's play some fresh new spooky beats! Oh my god. Ah, spooky! That's my job. It's just to say that. That's in 40 years. Once the AIs take over, my job is just gonna be to entertain people by saying spookja, gotcha.
Gotcha, spookja, spaghetti.
And spaghetti.
So, a question for you folks: what do we want to listen to? Honestly.
Yeah, call in and tell us what do you want to listen to. You can choose either us.
You can't choose us. I'm getting ready to move to Seattle, so we're going to play some real estate. And it's going to be fine. It's going to remind me of the autumn, but also kind of just about, relaxing. And that's what we're going to play right now. Oh, come on now. You hate to see it.
Oh, man.
And where does that go?
You've been spooked by a smooth criminal.
kind of spooky.
Nice. That's fine. That really reminded me of the autumn time when I was just kind of walking to Stop and Shop by myself, and you know, leaves were falling. I had some, you know, I was preoccupied about finding an internship. Mm. Those were the days, and now I'm just getting ready to move to Seattle.
Home
of real estate, and I'm getting into real estate. I think I'm going to go to. I think I'm going to go to get a master's degree in real estate.
In real estate,
and I'm just going to say, you know, most of it is about calculating acreage.
I'm going to buy your home. I'm going to buy your. I didn't know you could get master's degrees in real estate.
I don't think you can. I was a 100% joke. I had no.
Because that would imply that you have like some sort of undergraduate program.
Undergraduate program in real estate. No, I think real estate's really about, you know, buy low, sell high.
Who do we know that majors in real estate? That would be kind of just like a boring person, you know?
And well, yeah, I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with selling real estate, but I just don't know if there's too much to study initially.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tricky, though. You got, you know, mortgages, you got, you know.
It'd be stressful. Like,
it's hard to sell bad mortgages.
Yeah, and like being a real estate agent in like, what, 2009? Like, you're done. Like, you're down the drain.
Yeah, you're toasted.
Also, I've heard that real estate agents just constantly, just from... when I was painting houses, that was about as close as I came to the real estate game. And real estate agents always seem to, they have about 7 cups of coffee a day. Can't be good for your heart. There's always coffee wherever they are.
Whenever, they just have a cup.
Yeah, they're driving around in their SUVs, just driving around Toronto, and they have thermoses full of coffee.
Bagel thermoses?
Bagel.
You can't make a bagel thermos because it's not air. It's not watertight.
It's not airtight either.
You're gonna have a waterfall of coffee pouring through that bagel. It's gonna be unbelievably sad. So speaking of chicken salad, I was thinking yesterday that I had the worst chicken salad sandwich of my entire life.
Where was that?
At the Kosher Deli.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It was sopping wet. And the chicken salad was terrible, and it tasted like I was licking the bottom of a cruise ship. So, like, it was so salty.
Like the keel.
Yeah, it's got barnacles in my mouth. It's so salty and disgusting.
It's because you didn't have Megan make it for you.
Megan works at the Kosher Deli, and she I think is probably a bit. She
might be a bit better.
I mean, let's hope that she didn't train the people who just made that sandwich. Yeah. It was like, this is how I make it. You dip the bread in a bunch of water, and then you just put too much chicken salad on one side, and then you take the barnacles from the bottom of the Titanic, and you just throw them on there and just make it taste like a freaking seawater nightmare.
Yeah.
I think I want to buy it. I want to buy a ship. I want to buy a boat. I don't know what size. Maybe just a canoe. But I want to name it Seawater Nightmare.
Seawater Nightmare. Nothing good ever happens when you go in that
boat. When you name a ship Seawater Nightmare.
Yeah.
It's the implication, really.
Hmm. Or maybe like the opposite. Maybe like when you name a ship something that like implies that it's like never going to sink or whatever. Like the unsinkable, that's definitely going to sink like in like 2 days.
I have no doubts about the unsinkable sinking, yeah.
Yeah.
But, because irony is just too fun.
Yeah, if you have a boat named like Seawater Garbage Fire or Seawater Nightmare, then you just float kind of forever.
I wish
that. Great things happen in that boat.
You want to start a garbage fire?
We do talk about garbage fires a lot as like just like a metaphor for
really, because you're gonna be
bad situations.
We're gonna be cleaning out people's houses and stuff, and I think it's a high time we start a garbage fire.
By the way, if anyone wants to join us on our second annual Tufts University dumpster dive,
baby, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be fresh. Oh dang, son, is that a TV?
It is, and you can sell it for $15 on Craigslist.
Did you actually sell that monitor for $15?
It got about $15. and printers can sell for maybe like.
Sometimes 30, there's 25. Just Canadian coins laying around.
Sometimes there are girls who have $20 worth of Canadian coins and they just throw them in the trash. If that happens to you, then come see me immediately. Please unload your Canadian coins with me.
CC me on that email, but Canadian coins are basically trash because Canadian dollars worth about 15 cents.
We're about 78 cents in the dollar. We're climbing back. We're coming back. You just wait now. We'll be fine.
All right. So speaking of finances and speaking of cash, financial report. So really look up the stock that you buy before you buy it. I bought 6 shares of TRXC the other day, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I'm buying low. I'm not selling. I'm not buying high, you know. And, you know, I looked at it, and the graph is like, oh, they're a little bit of a dip right now. I could buy a few of these shares. And then I realized that the reason that they had a dip in their stock price is because their company completely collapsed. They were like a medical device company that was making a robot to do this surgery, and the FDA just rejected the robot. They were like, no, you can't use that. Their only product.
So that was their dip. Right
there. That's that, you know, you gotta see why the dip's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like an earnings report. It is just an earnings report, and it's not like, you know, at its core, the company will no longer be able to succeed.
Wow. So that has got to be the worst day of that guy's life.
You don't like to see it. Yeah. It's not a fun
medical device.
You don't want to see the company email that says, "Hey guys, you know that thing we were working on for 20 years? Yeah, it's not happening."
Yeah. 20. Jeez.
Wow. Jeez, oh man.
Jeez, oh man. I just want another pizza. My name is John Kasich, and I don't like abortions.
Yeah. Election's over, folks.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Hillary. Yeah, I'd probably say I'm ready, too. There's no one else to be ready for.
All right. Yep, and that's a train.
What? That sounds so close. Sounds like it's right in my ears. I'm wondering if the viewers at home can hear this train.
I am so
hungry.
Like, I'm really, really hungry.
Yeah, I'm very hungry. If any of our listeners want to come down to Dunkin' Donuts for a meet and greet after this show, we'll be ready there. We'll be signing phones. We'll be signing
loans. We'll be signing loans.
We'll be signing groans.
If you have a mortgage and you
want to burn it, right there.
We'll be sounding off different tones.
We'll be grinding bones. If you got any bones that you want to come grind with us, then feel free. No?
Lone, tone, bone, moan,
phone.
Grown, phone.
Sloan Kettering.
Alone. Sloan Kettering. grown, better, ring.
This phone better ring.
Old pizza sing.
Shanghai Sling.
Shanghai.
Got a cocktail. Oh, man. I think our rhyming muscles have really... We've been able to flex them quite a bit.
Slang and bling.
Slang and... the Ming Dynasty. China.
Ming Dynasty, or is it really the...
Bling Dynasty.
Bling Dynasty.
That's definitely the name of like some Chinese
Bling
rapper.
Dynasty has to be the name of like a really like a kind of a like one of those little things in the mall.
Yeah.
The little stands, you know, by like they sell a bunch of phone cases, and then the next thing like sells like really cheap earrings for like 13-year-olds. And it's called Bling Dynasty, and you know, it's a little bit racist.
Yeah, there's definitely some like Chinese imagery that like, you shouldn't be using. I'm picturing like a 16-year-old dubstep producer from like, you know,
his name is Bling Dynasty.
Yeah, and he's just like, and he's where he vapes. He definitely vapes.
Vaping saved my life.
Vaping saved my life.
We saw that vaping did not save my life. I don't vape, but outside of the vape store in Davis Square, it says hashtag vaping saved my life, which is, you know, if you actually are addicted to smoking, vaping I think is more healthy. But
yeah, do you know there are vaping competitions, like professional vaping competitions? Like,
how do you keep score? Is it just like, you know, who's tasted most, who can make an entire like half of Davis Square smell like grapes? That's a vaping competition. We have the judges, and they say, "Oh, it tastes like grapes. Tastes like bubblegum." Mm.
They're walking around, just like, trying to taste the air.
Oh, this air tastes like grapes now.
vape, grape.
Don't
drape, Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Drake.
Drake. Jake. P. pizza cake.
I think this should be how we decide what our conversation should be. Like once sort of like one segment of the conversation like loses steam, the last like word. Like we just like rhyme it until we lie,
lime it,
lime it. We land on something that like we'll never like lose things to talk
Speaking
about.
Speaking of limes, do you have any limes in your house right now?
No, but they're pretty cheap.
Me and Jake are gonna make a lot of pasta, so I'm thinking about making a lime reduction.
What? There's a lime reduction.
I'm just kind of imagining like me and you kind of sauteing some limes. And then just be and like putting that in marinara sauce and be like, ooh, like it's a little bit sour. Ooh. Like,
oh, look at the pasta.
Pizza, a lot.
I mean,
so viewers at home, do not saute any limes. It's not going to go well for you.
We could make, a nice vodka sauce, vodka cream sauce.
Saute lime soup.
You can use lime somewhere. There are uses for limes.
Now, but the real question is, you can use limes. But where can you lose limes?
Where can you lose?
Like, oh, dang, I lost all my limes.
Oh, my God, they're rolling into the gutter.
You can lose limes in a fire. Your limes could go down a trash compactor, but even then, a lime's a little bit big to stick down a trash compactor.
Yeah, no, you'd probably have to cut that lime. You'd probably have to quarter that lime before you stick it in there. We're, that's
all right. Well, we'll keep you posted, but
mimes.
I think that at this time it's about time that we head to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling that right now.
It's around 9:55. You've been listening to WMFO, and we really appreciate. Well, we need to wrap up for the season.
Yeah, we do.
Jake and Zach will hopefully be having a summer show. I really do wish the best in that.
Yes.
Otherwise, we might have a podcast. You need to just kind of keep your eyes peeled. Maybe I'll have a link up on charliemeyer.co. That's my website, and you can always visit that for some new memes and new fresh beats. I haven't updated it in about 10 months.
Nice.
And if you want to call in and not have someone answer soon, WMFO listener line is always available, except when it's not. 617-627-3800. No, it's been a really good season. I think this has probably been the most successful season of the show. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had you and we had Zach and we had lots of new music. We had lots of fun times. We had lots of rhymes. We had lots of say limes or rhymes?
So speaking of rhymes,
you have a poem to wrap things up?
Yeah, well, I just typed up hot poems and I got to passionup.com and there are like some hot love poems.
Okay, well, not that. Let's not do that.
If our love were a rose, satin petals thick with dew, I'd awaken you each morning. Can't say that. Skip over that line. If our love were a falcon with wings spread wide in flight, I'd soar with you beneath the stars and welcome in each night. If our love were a flame to warm body and soul, I'd stoke the fire until it raged red hot and out of control. Whoa. You can't say the next line either. Okay, well, that's about as far as we can go with red hot.
All right, well, I got one more rhyme for you guys, and this was created by a rhyme generator. Lime, but still it is the red head waving fluorescent moons. Beyond the gooey cow lies my every time of wrinkled time and plastic spoon. And that's about, that basically sums up the whole semester
for
me.
Yeah, really. I think that kind of does it. When we really get down to it, when we think about what we've created here,
We've created we've wasted people's time.
Yeah, we've wasted a lot.
We've wasted my time. We've wasted people's time. I could have been studying for those exams that I had, and you would have done better on Chinese. And yeah. We're just, all that radio is a total mess. All that radio is a complete waste. I say this to myself every day, every morning, every afternoon. I say this: Dad Heart Radio is a total waste.
Shout out to Jeb Bush.
Shout out to Jeb Bush. All right. Yep. Yeah, and we'll see. Well, I'll see you all in the fall, or maybe intermittently before the summer ends, and maybe I'll call into Jake and Zach's show. We're gonna put things on autoplay for a second, and then it'll be more WMFO. Just sits and listens to the jukebox.